Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we are broadcasting live now from KHNC 1360 out of the Colorado area. That will be our brand new flagship. We will have a listen live at any given time here, friends. We already have the URL. We just need to put it to the button. And that will be found at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're just transitioning right now, folks, and there's a lot going on. So thank you for your patience and working with us during this transition. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, and you will find SOL Radio Live. Subscribe right there, folks. And don't go anywhere until you do so. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We will have a brand new call-in phone number for you on Monday. Give us the weekend, and we will be set and ready to go. And again, we are in the trial run of this transition right now concerning the Sons of Liberty Radio.com across the country. So again, thank you for your patience. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, some might be asking the question, well, Bradley, what are you doing in Michigan now? Weren't you just in Arkansas doing some events? Yeah, across the state. Bradley, what are you doing in Michigan? Well, weren't you just in Florida? Yep, this is what we do, folks. We're out on the road obeying the Great Commission out of gratitude for our Lord and Savior, period. That's why we do what we do. It's the Great Commission. Luke 10:19, Luke 19:10, they coincide one with another, along with Mark 16:15. And when you take the time to search out those scriptures, you're going to understand who we are and what it is that we do. Now, we are live in Michigan right now for the very purpose, friends, of doing an event tomorrow night. And I'm going to go ahead and show this to you on social media platforms. This will be for We the People by We the People. And it will be a culmination of all the events that we've done in Michigan over the last 3 years, which is equivalent to 50 different events. I kid you negative, 50 different events. And in the process of doing that, we just want to make sure, friends, that people have the option to connect in these times. I've conveyed the message over to you time and time again, friends, concerning Michigan. It's the worst state when it comes to tyranny that I've seen, even over that of California, even that over Ohio. It's just second to none. And we know that there's massive voter fraud going on. It's interesting going to a personal conversation I had with an individual out of Michigan. I remember we were sitting there one time, and I got to be honest and say I expected more from him. But I asked him how things were going in the state of Michigan, and he said, well, Bradley, you know that this is a blue state. And I said, what do you mean a blue state? I said to him, I said, there's no more a blue state than there's a red state. I said, that again is that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. I told him, I said, that has all been set up to divide and conquer. I said, there's no such thing as a blue state. He said, well, people need to quit voting that way then. I said, they need to quit voting that way. He said, yeah, they need to quit voting that way. I said, they're not voting that way. I said, we have a massive voter fraud issue going on in the United States of America right now. And aren't you one of those guys? I'm sorry. Aren't you one of those guys that said that there is, nothing to believe when it comes to the state-run media? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, then why are you telling me what the state-run media is telling you? Because you know it's not true. New voter fraud scandal in Michigan involves others. Folks, how many times have these people been busted concerning their crimes against We the People when it comes to voter fraud? And furthermore, let me say this. Not only is it a system set up to divide and conquer the people one against another, but isn't it interesting the people that are believing it are the ones that say they don't believe the media, And yet what we also notice is those are the same people that haven't taken the time to pull the curtain back to understand that our forefathers, when establishing our Constitution, didn't make an appeal to their favorite politician. They made an appeal to what? They made an appeal to heaven. They made an appeal to no king but King Jesus. And therein lies the problem. Once you get your eyes fixed on man and the mainstream media's propaganda narrative, put that up against Micah 6:16, what's going to happen? Well, they're going to begin to divide and they're going to begin to conquer. Why? Because there's too many people in this country that say one thing, but they believe something different. I mean, it's like they're walking contradictions. Read Romans 1:16 when you get a moment, friends. And furthermore, we also took the time concerning voter fraud to expose the massive voter fraud that's taking place from border to border, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the northern border to the southern border. And we all the well know that it's happening. Hey, friends, let me say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. This is all going to stop when the American people quit pretending with the powers that mean to destroy, because that's exactly what they mean. These powers that people are pretending with don't seem to realize that they're not pretending. They're not faking. They're not going under false pretenses, as if not to suggest that what they're doing is just happening by chance. And of course, Christians know all the well that this is the hand of God. This is the finger of God concerning the judgments that are falling upon this nation. But folks, what we need to do is we need to get away from getting caught up concerning, well, let's just say the two candidates that the mainstream media has offered us, and overlooking the over 1,000 other presidential candidates in the process. We need to get back to who we are, friends, rather than who we're told by those that we don't believe as to who we are. Because only then, when we become an educated people, can we then put them in check. So folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are now over on America's Freedom Network, and we're happy to be over here broadcasting out of Colorado. It is terrestrial radio, which means it's a live feed going through the antenna out to those that are driving about and listening about in their homes, so on and so forth. And we're just excited about being a part of the family over at KHNC 1360 as well, where we have been for years. But again, friends, wanted to let you know that we're broadcasting live out of Michigan right now. We got an event set up for tomorrow night. It's going to be from 1 to 6 p.m. I'm going to be the last speaker. And in the process, it's a culmination of all the people across the state and networking those that are actually doing something about the issues. And I was just, as a matter of fact, during the last segment, I was just highlighting the fact that there's massive voter fraud going on throughout the United States of America. And what's interesting about it is nobody's parroting the lies coming from the mainstream media more than those that should know better. Folks, it doesn't exist. We're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, there is no right-left paradigm. And furthermore, folks, the responsibility of what they call the left today falls to the right, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, again, there would be no left. And folks, put that up against Matthew 5:13 as well. When you get a moment, I wanted to highlight some more stuff that's going on here, friends, because what we're talking about right now, and the borders are wide open. I mean, isn't it interesting, friends? The borders are wide open right now, and yet you're being distracted by one of the candidates that the mainstream media put up. Again, just ignoring the other 1,000 presidential contenders, friends. I mean, when we're dealing with two wings to the same bird, you'd think the American people would have learned their lesson by now, but they're not. They complain about the establishment, but they're going around the mountain again because apparently they're not sick of the establishment enough. And speaking of which, while the borders are wide open and you're being distracted, folks, getting your eyes off the ball, this dog and pony show is what it is, a distraction. It's smoke and mirrors and nothing's going to become of it. And if anything, as the communists play the game, friends, the best way to control the narrative is to drive it ourselves and lead it ourselves. And it's exactly what's happening by a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics, by a bunch of bad actors. Now, I want you to think about this. Speaking of the borders, Isn't it interesting, folks, that your borders are wide open right now? They're wide open right now. Now we have an Illinois judge ruling that illegal migrants can carry guns. Did you hear what I said? I'm leading up to something here. Follow me. Illegal can now carry guns in America. This is according to some Illinois judge that needs to be impeached and prosecuted. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I know people don't like to hear that because it lays the responsibility on themselves to actually have to deal with the corrupt. And I also know that's why they get caught up into politics, because they want the politicians to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Hey, call it for what you will, friends, but your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32, 23. You have an Illinois judge ruling that illegal immigrants can carry guns in America. Can you make that up? No, it doesn't stop there. I want to show you this as well on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Increased illegal immigration brings increased crimes. Almost two-thirds of federal arrests involve non-citizens. Well, how could it be otherwise? Hey, folks, you know that those in federal and state governments that are alluring the illegals into this country are committing the act of treason. So what sort of fruit do you suppose that they're going to bear on the branches of their wicked tree? Well, they're going to bear fruit concerning the wicked that are committing crimes on the way in. And when they get here, they commit crimes against citizens, innocent Americans. And again, this is happening right now as we speak. Increased illegal immigration brings increased crime. Of course it does. Now, this is where I want to go, and this is what I want you to see. You ready for this? Well, Bradley, you talked about this last week when you went through the Orlando, Florida airport, about how they're stacking the illegals up against the American people. Well, it's true. Folks, I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are just going through a transition right now. So for everybody following, thank you for being patient with me. Again, what we're doing right now is just working out the nicks and crannies of going on to a live broadcast terrestrial radio. So thank you again for your patience. I want to get back to what we were just talking about a moment ago, because what we're talking about is how the illegals are getting a free hand when it comes into the United States of America. And then I was just beginning to highlight the fact that when we were in Orlando, Florida last week, folks, how crazy, literally how crazy it was at the Orlando, Florida airport and the TSA. And I highlighted the crimes that they carry with them, the drug trafficking, the human smuggling, the harassment of the American people. Folks, it's happening right now. Well, this morning, I'm at the airport again in Minneapolis. And again, I need you to hear this, because we're talking about, well, the borders are wide open, okay? The borders are wide open. Now we have judges saying that the illegals can carry guns. Now we're hearing the judges say that illegals can come into America and vote. And interestingly enough, folks, if you pay attention to what they're advocating, what they're doing is not only playing off of each other, but they're really telling on themselves of what the American people have accused them of. And sure enough, they're guilty as charged. They're showing you that the things that you've accused them of, friends, are in fact true. I want to go back to something I just said concerning the Orlando, Florida airport. Now, what's interesting about that is I was telling you that they're literally stacking TSA agents with foreigners, literally. And I told you that they were harassing the people, and I confronted one of the TSA agents who could barely speak English. He's the guy that said to me, I don't care what you say. He couldn't even speak English properly, friends. And yet he's frisking the American people. And also consider that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But what's important for you to understand is I have a friend that's a local sheriff. And he was interviewed just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And he said, these illegals that are coming into America, he said, it's almost like someone is inciting them. Someone's leading them on to harass the American people. This is what a local sheriff said. He's got 300 deputies. He said, it's almost like someone's inciting them, provoking them to harass the American people. Well, you can rest assured that's exactly what's happening. Furthermore, how could it be otherwise, considering the source? Now, let me go to Minneapolis. This is what I want you to see. This was this morning. I want you to look at this carefully. If you're not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you'll find social media platforms. What do you see? And again, if you don't see it, I'll paint the picture for you. At this checkpoint, TSA is testing a new technology to validate the authenticity of passenger identification like driver's license and passports. Wait a minute. The borders are wide open. The illegals are being allured into America, throughout the United States of America. They're being dispersed by the good governors as they're sold to you throughout the United States of America. They're going to their own city of destination, of choice, mind you. And what's interesting, folks, is they don't have to prove a thing to anybody. But when I go into the airport, oh, and by the way, if an illegal goes into the airport, he doesn't have to show proof of ID neither to get on an airplane to go to a city of his choice. Who's being targeted here, friends? I've told you 15 different times in 15 different ways, friends. You're being targeted. Don't ask me. Just ask the DHS. The Department of Homeland Security, who again has defined you 72 times over as domestic terrorists. Folks, last Saturday when I told you that your country is being sold to your enemies, that's exactly what's happening under judgment right now. You are literally being sold out to your enemies. Let me also highlight this. Outside of the fact that you're being vetted, you're being harassed by your own government, you're being accused of being a terrorist every time you walk through that line by a bunch of people, in many cases, who are not even Americans. What I want you to hear is this, friends. This morning, before we got onto the airplane, I was looking around, and it was something I tapped into last week, and I knew that there was more to it than where I ended it. And what was it? One of the things that I noticed on the radio program, what I noticed at the airport, forgive me, I'm getting text right now. But one of the things that I noticed was that in Minneapolis, you are literally seeing the TSA be stacked with Muslims. Through the vetting process, it's Muslims. Through the screening process, it's Muslims. The stores and their employees are Muslims. Also wanted to let you know too, friends, what's interesting is for me to say what I'm telling you right now, somehow or another, the mainstream media would have you believe that I'm stereotyping. No, but while they play the victim, keep in mind what they're doing is they're attacking, because I'm noticing who's filling the jobs. I'm noticing who has the jobs. And I'm also noticing who doesn't have the jobs. Hey, folks, those that are browbeating you into submission are succeeding because you're too afraid, many of you, to speak out concerning the crimes that are being committed against you. They play the victim while they attack. Hey, folks, a majority of the employees at the Minneapolis airport today are Muslims. I seen very few white people that had jobs. I said to my wife on the way out, I said, you can go ahead and say I'm stereotyping all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is white people are being attacked. And I don't mean, and you've never heard me say it before, all nations are one blood, Acts 17:26, but I can tell you the bad guys are stacking positions throughout the United States of America with foreigners that mean to bring you harm. That's what I am telling you. They're Europeanizing America, and white people, I am telling you, they are targeting you. They are stereotyping you. And you better wake up to your own dilemma and your own demise before you don't have any more power to stand up and deal with what's going on. Because you can go ahead and remain silent in face of what's going on, or you can come to conclusions, friends, that you are being literally sold out. You are being replaced is what you are being on so many different fronts. Well, the borders are wide open, Americans. Let me go back full circle. I want you to come to the realization, while the borders are wide open, you are being targeted. I'll say it again. While the borders are wide open, you are being targeted and you are being replaced in the workforce. I don't know what way or how I need to say that any clearer than the way that I just told you, friends. It's getting very serious out there. And I am, again, not one that's playing the race card. I'm telling you that they're playing the race card. You guys know what Trotsky, he was a military leader under Joseph Stalin. You know the whole reason he established the whole racism and the racist narrative in the first place, right? Well, if you don't, let me tell you, it was put in place to browbeat dissenters. That's what it was. That's why you stand up against it. Hey, folks, the issue between black and white, it's not out there outside of what the mainstream media fuels. And again, what is the purpose of that? Well, just like in politics, the two-party unconstitutional system, well, it's the same thing they're doing with people of color. They're trying to drive people of color one against another. And I want to make clear that what I'm making in distinction here is the law abider from the law breaker, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I remember Martin Luther King rightly made distinction when he said, we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the contents of his character. That's exactly what I'm doing. And why is that? To wash away all that other division that the mainstream media continuously creates? Well, Jesus came into the world, friends, not to save our skin, but to save our souls. And I want to make clear that you all understand that that's exactly what we're addressing here. Unless the enemy desires to put words in my mouth like they do so often. We have to come to the realization as to what's going on here, friends. I wanted to highlight this again for you concerning the fact that we're going to be in Michigan, where we're broadcasting live even now. And in the process, we're going to be at For We the People by We the People. That is Saturday, June 1st from 1 to 6 p.m. The address is 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. Again, 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton. And this is in Burton, Michigan. Forgive me. In Burton, Michigan. We have several speakers that are going to be a part of bringing the answers concerning their experience. We are written epistles for all men to read. We are to bring forth the witness of the resurrection. So therefore, we can only give what we have by testimony. And we're not going to speak out of school. So again, this will be at 4471 East Atherton in Burton, Michigan from 1 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. I'm actually looking forward to it. Been a lot of warfare around this one, friends, to say the least. But it is what it is, and we've experienced this, literally 3,000 times over, so there's nothing new here. When we come back on the other side of this next up-and-coming break, friends, I want to address something that I was reading this morning, and it was quite interesting. And let me go ahead and lay out a premise here for you in just a moment. And we'll be right back, and I'll go ahead and highlight that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, when you guys are hearing that really cool classical music, that is local commercials that are being played, okay? So again, thank you to my social media platform friends. Thank you for your riding along with me on this bumpy ride. But you know what? It's not really going all that bad for the first radio show. And all those that are listening live, we totally appreciate it. Again, on Monday, we're going to have a radio call-in number. And I'm looking forward to hearing from some of you local people, as well as some of you people nationally. And everybody is going to have access to that phone number. And again, we'll have that to you on Monday. So let me get to this right away, okay, folks? So I spend a lot of time reading commentaries. And on the airplane ride over here, it was about an hour and a half, something like that. And I literally got into my commentary, and it usually takes me an hour or two to read the commentary. Well, right when I got on the plane, I started reading. And right when we landed, literally, I just finished this commentary. And it was about John 19:34. And I want you to listen to this because I always want to add grace to the caller. I want to add grace to the hearer. I want to add grace to the viewer. And the list goes on. When you go to John 19:34, but it says, "But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water." And now, of course, he's talking about Jesus Christ. Most people, their nominal Christianity, those that claim to be something in theory, but don't practice what they preach, like John Alexander Dowie rightly said, we know that that's real commonplace in America today. It's a lack of Christianity. They all understand John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Well, there's a lot in that, but it goes a lot deeper than that, because that's all we've ever been told. Okay, great, he died for my sin. Well, contemplate that, friends. Somebody died for your sin, but here we're talking about the Son of Man, the Son of God, that was put up as the behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, and who was the propitiation for the sins of the world. So with that, one of the things that I started to notice and study out right away during this commentary was the fact that when you look at the old timers, those that really knew the Lord, like the Puritan preachers, and the list goes on, and I could name the names, but for the sake of time, you know that they used to equate the death of Christ in so many different ways. And did you also notice that many of the Puritan preachers, they would study the wounds of Christ? They didn't just stop at John 3:16. They wanted to actually understand the wounds, the two nails in the hands and in the feet, and the spear thrust in the side where water and blood came out. They wanted to know the efficacy of the blood. They wanted to know how, by faith, how to apply it. Listen to some of the analogies that they gave. Spurgeon said, "Readers of the old theology will have remarked how constantly the fathers were accustomed to dwell upon the wounds of Jesus slain. And this fifth wound, which was penetrated concerning his heart, was peculiarly attractive to them. They said a great many things about it, some indeed that they were fanciful, but other remarks that they were truly excellent and well deserved to be treasured up." And this is one that they gave. And again, I want you to listen carefully to these analogies that were given. One of the old divines said that Jesus Christ was typified by our first father. Okay, what does that mean? I don't know. Typified by our first father, Adam. Okay, now it makes sense. "And as Adam fell asleep, and out of his side, Eve was taken." We all know this from the book of Genesis. Well, so Jesus slept upon the cross, the sleep of death, and from his side, where the spear was thrust, his church was taken. Now, folks, see the relevancy? And when they dig deeper, you get more spiritual nurturement. And you're nurtured in a deeper sense. You're given more revelation by the Spirit of God. There's more of an infusion. There's more of a partaking with Christ and more of an understanding of who Christ is by just listening as to how they would spell these things out concerning Christ crucified. Another one was that the church is one with Christ and she came out of his side. And as he looks upon her, he can say, "Thou art bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. With my blood, I have redeemed thee." Now, the Bible says that we've been delivered from the power of darkness and we've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So when we study these out in the way that they conveyed these and in a sense, I don't want to say construed over to us, but really translated to us a deeper understanding of Christ on that cross. I want you to think about this one. Also, another analogy that was given was Christ was the rock in the wilderness, which was smitten. And the spear thrust is the great cleft in the rock. And Tolplady puts it, now listen carefully again, "Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and its power. What does the blood of Jesus do? It washes out the stain of sin. It removes the condemnation of sin. What does the blood of Jesus do? It removes the iniquity of sin. What does the blood of Jesus do? The Lord forgets it as he looks at Christ, where all of our iniquity was laid upon him, his son, as that scapegoat. As our sin is laid on him in the parable and the analogy of the goat and in the transfer of our sin to them, and then they are sent out into the wilderness, never to be seen again. And it reminds me of when the Lord said that he casts our sins behind our back and he forgets them as far as the east is from the west. He remembers them no more. Folks, we have to understand the power of the blood. What does the water do? Well, it sanctifies us unto obedience. And when I think of John 17:7, it says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's right. So it cleanses us from defilement and it removes the filthiness from within, friends. So why do we study the blood and why do we study the water that came from his side, from that spear thrust into his heart? Because it runs together and it works together. And of course, it's a work of the Holy Ghost, but we take by faith what Christ has done for us. I also want to give you a parable before and a true testimonial from Charles Spurgeon before we end the show today. And again, I want you to listen carefully. This is valuable doctrine, friends. This stuff, you dig and you dig. And if you want gold, you have to dig for it. And if you want the wisdom that only Christ can give, you have to seek him out for it. And when I heard this, that which I'm to convey to you now, I was completely blown away because it answered so many questions and it gave so much resolve and it brought so much understanding just by a 5-minute piece that Spurgeon wrote. And I want you to listen to this because I want to share this with you while I have the time to do so. Some time ago when in Italy at a town on the Italian side of the Alps, I saw one Sunday afternoon in a quiet walk alone, a sight which struck me very much, said Spurgeon, and which remains fixed upon my memory. There was outside the town a mountain all the way up the sides of which were different representations of the progress of our Lord. From the garden where Judas betrayed him to the place of his resurrection, the figures were as large as life, carved in stone and or wood and painted into imminence and or nature to imitate such. When I got to the very summit of the hill, said Spurgeon, there was a church. There was no one in it, and I pushed the door open and went in and was still. It was a large building, and all around it were the images of the prophets and the apostles. There stood Isaiah, there stood Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and all the rest of the prophets within. And at the very top of the church was a large and striking image of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what struck me about the church was this, said Charles Spurgeon, that the images of those prophets and apostles who stood there had their fingers all pointed upwards. So that when I went in, I could not help looking up to the top to see what they were pointing at. All around the church, there were words in Latin, Moses and the prophets spake concerning him, and there stood Moses and the prophets carved in stone and all pointing to him. Pointing to who? Pointing to Christ Jesus. Then he goes on and says, Isaiah had a little scroll in his hand on which was written, the Lord hath made him and made to meet on him all of our sins, all of our iniquitous works and deeds. Jeremiah had a scroll in his hand on which it was written, behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. I think the church just represented the truth in that case. Is it even so? All the prophets stand as complete in a circle of distinct testifiers, and with uplifted fingers, they all concur with John the Baptist when he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, which is found in 1 John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. They point to the Christ. And if you read the life of Christ and then read that they said of him, you will be persuaded that he is which was to come. And that is one of the great wonders of the age. How has the modern day Jew not received Jesus Christ as the Messiah when it's pointed out in the Old Testament as to who he is? Not who he was, because Christ is alive forevermore, friends. But when you look at the chronological order throughout the prophets in foretelling the Messiah that's to come, and to reject him when he is here bewilders me to no end. Because one cannot make up in any sense of the word as to how the prophets laid that out in chronological order, what, hundreds and in some cases thousands of years apart? And isn't it interesting how the Lord just put a little bit into the mouth of Ezekiel? He put a little bit into the heart in the mouth of Jeremiah. He put a little bit into the heart and mind of Isaiah. And I think of the small prophets as well. And then all of a sudden, here comes the fulfilling of the one that is to be their Messiah. And then when they're there and they behold him, their Messiah, they reject him. This I don't understand. One cannot make up what the Lord established through the Word of God, namely the Old Testament, to see how the Lord was going to fulfill the old in the new, and that being Christ. And it's exactly what he's done, folks. It's exactly what he's done. I would advise, if I might, and admonish others to take the time, if you're serious about understanding the things of Christ. And I'm talking about the life of the Spirit. I'm not talking about the deadness of the letter. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. I'm talking about the life of Christ. As I said earlier, friends, we're called to be what? We're called to be written epistles for all men to read. That is the life of the Spirit in Christ. He who hath the Son hath life. And the fact of the matter is that's where men are to find their faith, in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And with that, friends, when we practice what we preach and we obey the living God, well, guess what? He promises to go ahead and unveil and reveal himself for those that are called to be ambassadors on his behalf as faithful witnesses for his glory. Because as I said, that's where you're supposed to find your faith in 1 Corinthians 2:5. Also, if you take the time to read 1 Corinthians 4:20, you'll see that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You'll find similar scriptures as well found in the book of 1 Thessalonians. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Folks, we are going to be doing a live event tomorrow again as we close out the show here. And I just want you to know that we have come a long ways once again. I'm not laying that on anybody, but I'm just conveying to you that we were up at 4:30 this morning. And as we were up at 4:30 this morning, the first thing we did was went to the airport on an hour and a half drive, got onto an airplane, flew an hour and a half. Once we landed, guess what we did, friends? We drove another hour and a half to get where we're broadcasting right now. And as you can see right now, folks, this is our studio, our local hotel room. And we are out here practicing what we preach and not merely just talking about it or hiding behind a microphone or playing the paper tiger. No, we are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Why? Because we want to be with the people. That's what our objective is. And folks, we've done this over 3,000 times, and Lord willing, we're going to be able to do it 3,000 more times. But the bottom line here, friends, is we have to stand up and we have to fight the good fight of faith, in hopes that we can receive and restore our constitutional republic. Speaking of which, that was one of the things that I'll probably be talking about on Monday or Tuesday, is the vision of George Washington. It's called the Son of the Republic. I'm not saying it's gospel, but I am saying it's very prophetically accurate. I'm not saying that let it be written, let it be said, let it be written, let it be done. I'm not saying it that way neither. I'm just simply saying that it's very prophetically accurate, as is it in the congressional record. We're going to be talking about that on Monday. I believe Mike Adams is going to be up with me on Tuesday concerning his lawsuit against Google, against Facebook, against the Department of Defense, against Department of Homeland Security. The list goes on, folks, concerning censorship. And hopefully you guys all know who Mike Adams is. He is a natural news guy. He is the CEO for Brighteon as well, We're going to have him up on Tuesday. And we're also looking at having Curtis Bauer up as well. We've just did an event with him out in Pensacola, Florida as well. My goodness, folks. And there's many people that we want to get a hold of and bring them to you and give them the platform so you can get a hold and a taste. Let me say it this way, so that you might be inspired to stand up and do the things that they're doing in your front yard, because at the end of the day, that's what it really comes down to. So we got a lot coming up next week. We're probably going to go through a couple more bumps concerning this transition as well. But folks, I'm telling you, we're getting there and it's all good. So I appreciate you. Love you by what we do. Again, we're going to be in Burton, Iowa tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. And again, we will see you tomorrow.